The scriptural warning that some will give heed to the doctrine of demons takes on new meaning this hour.
There are things that sorcerers use, that witches use, tools of the occult. So you can't take tea leaves and turn them into something Christian. How can you take cards and start saying that you can read the background or read the life or read the inside of someone's heart from a Christian card? God says he doesn't use the tools of the occult.
Okay, they're destiny cards. That's what they call them. They don't call them tarot cards. They call them destiny cards. And they say they are empowering people's destinies. As Jill said, scripture forbids this. This is fortune telling and divination.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Jan is joined today by her media team of Eric Barger and Jill Martin Rishi. Discuss some practices that are infiltrating the church. Our goal here is to bring a cautionary warning of what might be coming to your church soon. To tell us all about it, here now is Jan Markell.
And welcome to the program. So glad you can join me as we help you understand the times, contend for the faith, and become watchmen on the wall. And you know, the Bible speaks of an end time falling away from truth, from sound doctrine, from a solid biblical gospel. The Bible says people will give heed to the doctrine of demons. There will be an increase in evil and a virtual occult invasion. What happens when these things invade the church? Did you know there's a brand of sanctified tarot cards out there called destiny cards? This is a Christianized fortune-telling, and it isn't sanctified at all. The center of this rage is in Australia, but the effects of this are being felt in many places. And we'll talk about how that's kind of spreading in various places. As a matter of fact, this morning, and I often post headlines, as a matter of fact, we post headlines to our website daily, olivetreeviews.org, and I came across an article, christiannews.net. Let me just read three paragraphs, and then I'll bring into the discussion my radio co-hosts. But this article on christiannews.net said the following, and I'm shortening it for in the interest of time. An Australian group that identifies itself as Christ's alignment is drawing concerns over practices that have been deemed New Age and occultic, including its use of expert seers who provide destiny readings, dream interpretations, and energy impartation, all in the name of God and evangelism. I want you to make a note of that, all in the name of God and evangelism. Christ Alignment is run by Ken and Jen Hodge, who are the parents of a listed missionary with Bethel Church in Redding, California. According to Christ Alignment website, Jen Hodge is characterized as a seer who specializes in healing from negative energies and cleansing. Christ Alignment team, based in Melbourne, Australia, are trained spiritual consultants gifted in various modalities. We practice a form of supernatural healing that flows from the universal presence of the Christ, the website reads. Goes on to say, we draw from the same divine energy of the Christ Spirit as ancient followers did and operate only out of the third heaven realm to gain insight and revelation. Okay, again, I'm going back to their statement. This is all done in the name of God and evangelism. The article goes on to say it outlines that its team members are trained in destiny reading, presence therapy, trauma recovery, entity cleansing, relationship alignment, and physical healing using divine energy, and also offer dream interpretations and encounters coming again from the third heaven realm. Other services noted by the group include prophetic tattoos, deep rest therapy, and color therapy, as well as meditation classes, which are held at various times throughout the year. The group claims that it purposefully attends New Age festivals and other events where the lost are present to be an undercover prophetic evangelism deliverance ministry with the goal of seeing the unregenerate saved, healed, and set free. It denies that it is involved in the New Age in any form, but asserts that it is rather seeking to work against the movement by bringing people to Jesus instead of to psychics. What could possibly be wrong with that? And I'll read one more paragraph. The prophetic word given over us 4 years ago, this is the Christ Alignment people speaking, was that we would see hundreds of witches come into the kingdom, thousands of people turned from darkness, and that tarot cards would be disabled. Praise God, this is happening. As a deliverance ministry, we are able to stop clients ever going to a psychic again, and this is our aim. Now, I could read more, I could say more, but my question to my team that's in the studio with me for the next couple of segments, Eric Barger, thanks for coming in again, Eric. Jill Martin Rishi has swung by the studio. Jill, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
as well.
Jim.
Are we soon going to have sanctified Ouija boards, sanctified seances, sanctified you name it, that is totally occult based?
Well, that's where I go. I go to the Bible. Where I go is to the Bible, and to compare what they are doing with what the Bible says. The Bible says have nothing to do with these things. There are things that sorcerers use, that witches use, tools of the occult. So you can't take tea leaves and turn them into something Christian. How can you take cards and start saying that you can read the background or read the life or read the inside of someone's heart from a Christian card? God says he doesn't use the tools of the occult, and the Bible warns against these things.
Eric, your thought on this? They're trying to win people to Christ before they get to the psychic.
In fact, the outcome is admirable. However, the means is another story. Mm-hmm. You know, I realize that Paul says, by all means, as long as Christ being preached, praise the Lord. That's my paraphrase. And Acts 17, you know, Paul went to Athens, and we know that he mingled with those who were in the world of the occult. So it's not that they go to psychic fairs and so on. And then they use the appearance of evil every 5 minutes. I think we have to look at the scripture. And I know people would say, but look at the outcome. Look what's going on. Look, well, at least what they claim is going on. Look at the people who are being saved or set free or whatever. But then you begin to read, and they're not doing anything that they see is unbiblical. Then why are these changes going on? And there's so much more to say, and we'll unpack some of that as we go along.
We will. Okay, they're destiny cards. That's what they call them. They don't call them tarot cards. They call them destiny cards. And they say they are empowering people's destinies. As Jill said, scripture forbids this. This is fortune telling and divination, and the higher Christ spirit is talked about. They're witnessing at New Age festivals. I think that's great, but obviously the method in which they're doing this is in. Sorry we don't have video here, folks, because you need to see some of the things that are being shown online, and you would be stunned.
You know, the thing that really jumped out at me is, would they be invited to these New Age festivals if they were preaching the gospel from the Bible, actually saying 1, 2, 3, this is what the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. There is no other way to him except through Jesus Christ. Would they be invited to this queer fest? Would they be welcome at these New Age festivals? Would they be given these tables if they were classified as believers in Jesus Christ? I don't think so. So it seems to me that there is a fundamental dishonesty in their relation or relating of doctrine to these people.
The statements that are made over and over that just sound, they drip with the kind of phraseology we hear in the New Age movement. Mm-hmm. One statement here, this one, may have been removed from the site. Honestly, you need some sort of program to figure out what's been removed from their website and what still is there, because they've changed so much of it over the last month. As we are speaking today, actually probably the last 6 or 8 weeks. It says, we practice, and this is from their website, we practice a form of supernatural healing that flows from the universal presence of Christ. And then it goes on and says, we draw from the same divine energy of the Christ Spirit as ancient followers did. I hear New Agers make those kind of statements. They also claim that when someone gets a card reading from them, that that card reading will hold accurate for years and years into the future. And people can come back and they can then, they'll give testimonies on how they, the things that were said to them during the card reading have held true. They're claiming to have the mind of God into the future. Look, the scripture gives us understanding of the future in many places, but only God himself knows the future, and I don't think he's sharing. By scripture, I don't believe we can find that he shares that kind of thing in this way. And they're making this claim that these things are absolutely accurate and correct. Even tarot card readers don't do that.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell, and I have my radio entire team in today into the studio to talk about an issue that has come up. It's become prominent, I would say, in the last couple of months, though it's been going on much longer than that, but it's come to light in the last couple of months. It's called Christ Alignment. It's very New Age, even though the perpetrators of it would say it is not. But you can hear some of the language being used, and you can identify it as New Age-type language. From the website, they say the Christ Alignment Team, based in Melbourne, Australia, this is their website, are trained spiritual consultants, gifted in various modalities. We practice a form of supernatural healing that flows from the universal presence of the Christ. We draw from the same divine energy of the Christ Spirit as ancient followers did and operate only out of the third heaven realm to gain insight and revelation. They use five different types of cards in destiny readings. These are not necessary for an intuitive reader, as we all are hearing from the third heaven realm, but greatly enhance the reading. Jill, what is this reference to the third heaven realm? Paul made reference to the third heaven, and this really troubles me.
Yes, Paul said he knew a man who had been taken up to the third heaven, and I think a lot of biblical teachers say that really in essence he's speaking of himself, and there were things that were too wonderful to talk about. So Paul went and saw the third heaven, and he said we can't talk about it, and yet we have Christ Alignment people who, I guess, are in touch with the third heaven at any given moment of the day. There's something wrong with that from a biblical standpoint, and there's something wrong, like Eric was saying, as far as their terminology, intuitive readers. Well, those are things taken straight out of the New Age playbook. That's what they do. And, you know, using these terms, shall we do evil that good may result? It's just simply not acceptable to use tools of the occult. God says he has nothing to do with. So if God isn't going to have anything to do with that, where is the power coming from?
Yeah, good point. This is a former New Ager commenting on all of this. She's an online commentator, and she was deep into the New Age, and she's sending out a very, very serious warning.
Today we're going to mainly focus on Christian tarot cards, the oxymoron of the day. Now, most of you who have been following the channel for a while know that I came out of the New Age movement and that I was involved with things like tarot or tarot or whatever fancy way that you want to say it. Interestingly enough, I actually get a lot of messages from Christians asking things like, can I be a Christian and do tarot? Can I be a Christian and do angel readings? Can I be a Christian and do this? So I get a lot of questions like that. And so some people might think like, well, obviously you're not going to do that, but it's not that clear for everybody. And there is a lot of deception in the churches today. And I think it gets really confusing when we have church organizations and groups and fellowships and pastors basically saying, it's okay as long as you do it like this. It's okay if we do this and we slap these words on it and we say it all like this, then it's fine. So people are confused. And if we truly are living at the end of the age, then we know that this is going to come to pass, that there will be a great falling away, which I believe is happening right now as we speak, and that people will be deceived by doctrines of demons, that people will be seduced away, that people will have itching ears and will heap up for themselves teachers that will tell them exactly what they want to hear. So instead of calling them tarot cards, they are calling them destiny cards. So you see what I'm saying? We do the little spinny spin. We call it a destiny card. We say, well, it's not about predicting your future. We're not doing any of that. This is being led by the Holy Spirit, and we're selecting these cards to speak into your destiny. tricksy, right? But that's how the enemy works. That's how he worked in the garden, and that's how he's been working ever since. You put a little bit of truth in a whole lot of lie, or a little bit of lie in a whole lot of truth, and then you serve it up hot. And people, unfortunately, who aren't really, really digging into the word and seeking the truth with all of their heart can be deceived away by these things.
My producer, Larry Kutzler, wants to weigh into this.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that a lot of the things she was saying about churches and Christians are asking these kinds of questions. To me, that just indicates that there is this day of when discernment has died, and it's just not in any church whatsoever. These are questions that a first or second year Christian should never, ever be asking, because the pulpit should be telling them what is wrong with these kinds of things. By the way, about 2 years ago or so at the State Fair in Minnesota, there were a group of Christians doing exactly what we're talking about today. And at that time, they'd made a case that this was a way of winning people to the Lord by these destiny cards.
Okay, so this took place, obviously, in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Exactly. It was so new, and it seemed like, well, okay, if it's bringing people to the Lord, but it really wasn't. It was just another way of making conversation with people, but I'm not sure that anyone actually came to salvation.
Now, did you engage them in conversation at
all? Well, more or less, I was asking what they were doing, because I thought maybe they were tracts, but they weren't. Let me tell you about your destiny.
Okay.
And that was a way of getting people that were non-Christians sort of interested in a conversation, supposedly that was supposed to be leading to the Lord.
I didn't know that was going on right here in the Twin Cities. Eric Gill and I have done a whole lot of research here, and this is actually tied to a church. In my next segment, I want to get into the church that seems to have some involvement in it. Eric, you minister in the churches. Have you, other than the church we're going to talk about, has this come up in conversation?
I don't go to those churches, Jan.
Well, but you don't minister.
Invited. You know, they seem to think that I'm way too narrow in my biblical view. But it's stunning. This whole thing is stunning. In the next segment, too, I want to give a definition of what a known medium, this is a famous medium, is saying about tarot cards and what their use is, and then what Christ Alignment says. And the wording will just shake you up, folks. It is the same wording. And yet these folks in Australia claim to be Christians, and now we're finding out, even in Minnesota, it's happening all around us, in other words.
We're going to continue our discussion. I got another soundbite I'll play a little bit later as well. And I think the point that we're trying to make is it's throwing out a warning. Something like this sort of make its way into your church? Yes, because we're in the last of the last days. So these things are prophesied to happen. People are going to give heed to the doctrines of demons. And unless your church is on guard, something like this, or even worse, could creep in and catch you and your church leadership unawares. So we're just trying to make you aware of the things that are out there, kind of the tactics that are being used. And I would think that, would I be real wrong, Jill, to assume that a lot of these practitioners within Christ Alignment are sincere? They think they're doing God's work?
Yes, I think they do believe that they are doing God's work. I think they do believe that it's okay to take tools of the occult and, like we heard in that clip, kind of change them around, spin them so that they can somehow benefit this person or bring them to Christ. But that's not how God operates. Mm-hmm. He does not use tools of the occult. He does not use Ouija boards. He does not use anything related to either predictions or trying to read into someone's heart using cards. These things are all too similar to the tools of the occult and the things that are associated with the doctrine of the demons.
When I get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Bethel Church in Redding, California. You heard me mention it on this program a number of times. It's because I am so concerned about what's kind of going on, particularly as it concerns sort of indoctrinating younger people out there at Bethel in Redding, California. And I'm coming back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
The kind of topic Jan, Jill, and Eric are discussing on today's Understanding the Times broadcast is often not mentioned in the mainstream Christian media. We hope we're bringing you information that could help you better discern the days in which we live. You can order your own recording of today's program when you call 763-559-4444 or download today's audio from our program archive file when you click on olivetreeviews.org. A reminder, this ministry is listener-supported. All financial help comes from our listeners. You can invest in this media outreach. You can help us maintain this gospel message to America. Please consider a tax-deductible gift when you write to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311.
Just a heads up here to save the date for Understanding the Times 2018. This year we will gather at Grace Church just outside Minneapolis on Saturday, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Speakers include Amir Sarfati from Israel, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, Pastor J.D. Farag, Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii, and Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas. They will help you discern the times and make sense of today's chaotic headlines. They will help you see that today's headlines are not harbingers of doom, but rather signs of our redemption. That's Understanding the Times 2018, Saturday, September 29th, near Minneapolis, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll give you updates right here on this program, online at olivetreeviews.org, or through our print and e-newsletter. Save the date, and don't be left behind. But I think the overall emphasis that we're trying to make in this program is this could come to your neighborhood very easily. Again, we're talking about destiny cards. This is a form of Christianized fortune telling. And as I said in the first segment, are we next going to have Christianized Ouija boards, Christianized seances? Is that where this is all headed?
Some call it the doctrine of demons. We're talking about some practices infiltrating some churches around the nation. That's the focus of today's panel discussion on Understanding the Times. We're sounding the alarm this hour to continue today's discussion with Jill Martin Rishi and Eric Barger. Again, Jan Markell.
Bethel Church, which is a controversial megachurch in Redding, California, is now under fire in Christian circles for allegedly promoting New Age occultism in the use of what they call destiny cards, which critics have likened to tarot cards. Now, before I was a Christian, I was into the occult, and I have to say that I know what tarot cards are. And although the pictures on these cards are different, the readings that you're seeing in the photograph look pretty much exactly the same. Leaders of the 9,000-member congregation have been accused of working with a Melbourne, Australia-based group known as Christ Alignment. Now, this is a group that claims to have worked with many churches in Australia and to do readings. Christ Alignment staff describe themselves as trained spiritual consultants, and they say on their website that they draw from the same divine energy of the Christ Spirit. Well, if any of you know anything about Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophy movement, you'll know that the Christ Spirit comes from occultism. It has nothing to do with the Bible, has nothing to do with Jesus, has nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever.
And welcome back. And we are talking for these segments about, well, kind of a new wave, a new fad. Is it coming to your neighborhood? Well, it very well could. Destiny cards, Christianized fortune telling. I opened with a rather extensive introduction that I'm not going to repeat, but this particular phenomenon is literally making headlines, particularly online. And I've posted some of those headlines in the last couple of months. I posted them very recently when ChristianNews.net featured an outstanding article exposing Christ Alignment. It's run by Ken and Jen Hodge. They are somehow tied, and we're going to get there here in a moment. There's some ties to Bethel Church, Redding, California. But I think the overall emphasis that we're trying to make in this program is this could come to your neighborhood very easily. It's very new age. And as I said to Jill Martin Rishi, who's in studio with me, as is Eric Barger, we think that the practitioners of this are very sincere, but they're just horribly, sincerely wrong. And Jill, you raised an issue during the break, and you said something to the effect that, you know, these so-called missionaries who are promoting and furthering this Christ alignment at these New Age festivals, is there any follow-up to those that they're ministering to? Let's say this Ken and Jen Hodge say they lead people to faith in Christ. Is there any follow-up? I don't see how that's even possible in the settings that they're in.
I have not seen anything. I don't know, Eric, you can correct me if you've run across some things, but I have not seen them go into what they do as far as follow-up. My concern is, you know, we all know how the Billy Graham Crusades went. This is being done in the name of evangelism. So we all know what one of the key things that the Billy Graham organization did, and that is they try to follow up. What I'm wondering is, by the very nature of these festivals, people come and go, readings are done, or are they keeping track of each individual reading for each person? I mean, what is being done to, I guess, support their claim that this even works? I question that.
They do make that claim very openly.
Yes.
that it works.
Yes.
You know, there's no doubt about. And I have not seen, to answer your question, I've not seen anything about that either. And I've also not been able to find who they might be accountable to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, everybody should be accountable. I'm accountable to the organization I hold my ministerial papers with, my ministry board, let alone to the Lord and to His Word. And so we're accountable to different people. Olive Tree has a people in places mm-hmm. that we are accountable to as far as being any part of the radio team here, and of course Jan being at the head of that. And so who are they accountable to, and where is their church? Who is their pastor? Those questions. I'm accountable to my pastor as well. And we need to look at those things, especially in the day when the Lone Ranger attitude seems to be all around us.
Yes. How are they guarding against the spirit of error?
Again, we're talking about destiny cards, if you just join me. This is a form of Christianized fortune telling. And as I said in the first segment, are we next going to have Christianized Ouija boards, Christianized seances? Is that where this is all headed? We're trying to kind of unpack all of this. And I referred to that article that was on ChristianNews.net. And that article, which was very well done, made the tie to Bethel Church in Redding, California. And we've all done some research here in the last couple of days because, again, we don't want to make accusations that could be damaging when, in fact, Bethel has nothing to do with this. On the other hand, Eric, you've come up with some information that I find stunning. There is a connection.
Well, there is. And, you know, folks, we're not trying to pick on people and pick things out and just beat people up. And I think we should say, and this is something I'd written down in the break, that the folks in Australia very well could be Christians. Some of them could be, or all of them. We can't make that determination. I don't know. They could just be misguided in what they're doing. But some of the things they've done after they were found out and exposed certainly doesn't follow along with the Christian viewpoint of repentance. That's for sure. But what we did find is that there is a pastor on staff at Bethel Church in Redding who designs destiny cards, is in her book, and her name is Theresa Dedman. She is a staff member at Bethel. And in her book, it says, during the school year, I have the School of Ministry students sit at Bethel's welcome table and prophesy to newcomers through destiny cards, singing and playing instruments over people. And she goes on. But the point is, they're using destiny cards there, even though one of their pastors online back in December of 2017 on Facebook, he went, what? People are using destiny tarot cards in church? He called them Christian tarot cards. And then the next day
mm-hmm.
he pulled his post from the day before.
Right.
And the next day he had a letter by Ken and Jen Hodge on, and he said how wonderful it was. Mm-hmm. So I can't say. I do know that the son of the Hodges is a Bethel missionary. missionary, an evangelist from their church, listed as an evangelist from their church. There is a connection. They're both used in destiny cards. I have not been able to find any pictures that Theresa Dedman of her cards from Bethel, but we have seen the cards from the group in Australia, even though they have pulled all their videos offline. You can't see them through them. You can find them elsewhere because other people were able to capture them and grab them before they were able to be deleted. But that tells you a lot. When words are being deleted, sentences are being changed, and videos are being taken offline and off YouTube, something is going on they don't want the Christian public to be able to put two and two together with.
Well, I do have this article from ChristianNews.net is quoting Bethel by saying, Bethel's saying, this ministry is a way of getting people to stop and engage with fellow humans so that they might encounter the love of the Father and the truth of His Son, Jesus Christ. If one of our sons or daughters was away from the Lord and looking for truth at a festival, we would be praying for them to meet believers like the Hodges who know the love and truth of God, Bethel said. It urged those with concern to go directly to Christ's alignment themselves to work out any disagreement.
I think it fits to say this right here. On the Christ Alignment website, now, and people listen carefully right here. It says, card readings with Christ Alignment are always followed by the reader taking the client into an encounter in the highest realm. Now, wait a second. Paul didn't talk about what happened there, and that's what they're talking about. And now we're saying that unbelievers who just got a card reading from a Christian group are now able, by the work of the Christian group, to be taken into that third heaven? That's, to me, that's stunning, breathtaking, that somebody at Christ Alignment has not said, wait, that's not right. That's not biblical. But if you're not using the Bible as your guide, mm-hmm. and you're only going by what feels good, and look at all the good work we're doing, and look how many people stopped today, and we were able to interact, and maybe even get witnessed to, and they think that's okay. I don't go down to the bar and sit and drink and then tell people about Jesus. I'm not going, in Washington State, we've got pot stores everywhere. Yeah. I'm not going down to the pot store, get a little pot, smoke a little dope, and then tell them about Christ. How far do you go in the idea of I'm all things to all men, that by all means some might be saved by God? Mm-hmm. How far do you go? That's the real question that we're really trying to get to here.
Well, Christ Alignment is using as their justification Paul in the marketplace right. of Athens, that he went in and said to the pagan believers there, you have an altar to an unknown God. I'll tell you who the unknown God is. Well, there's a problem with taking that and using it as justification, because I am positive from the biblical record that Paul did not stop and did not say, oh, here, let me tell you who the unknown God is. He didn't stop there, and he did not use any of those unknown God's tools to talk to people. What he did is he took them to the scripture and he said, what you are believing is incorrect. Is that what Christ Alignment is doing? Are they saying what you are believing is incorrect?
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell, and you may be wondering, what on earth are you listening to? We've kind of got a round-robin discussion going about some New Age-type tactics and procedures that are coming, frankly, into the church. And Christ Alignment apparently originated in Melbourne, Australia. We have a feeling that it's going to make the rounds, so to speak. On the website, they say this, the cards we use are our own and are not tarot, nor remotely similar to tarot. We know tarot cards are very dangerous and highly discouraging. The tools we made help us lead people into deep God encounters at our tables, and our aim at Christ Alignment is to attract tarot reading clients, people who are fully into New Age practices, psychics, and witches. This is off their website. All of these people can immediately recognize that our cards are not tarot once they sit down at our tables. Card sets, including cards we made named Psalm cards with scripture on them, address the gifting in a person's life. The color God is showing the person in a prayer encounter will speak to the person through the prophetic image on the front or meaning on the back. It's the same as when we give someone a prophetic painting, just much smaller. They are all non-predictive, but we call them destiny cards, and we believe that giftings and callings given by God for people are certainly part of their destiny. All cards contain beautiful paintings by four different world-renowned prophetic artists, and these paintings alone have deep meanings that have led to salvation and healing for many clients. For clients to see Jesus standing before them in an encounter is not uncommon, and many of them get born again. Well, wow. It sure sounds good.
Satan gives all kinds of visions, too. We have to understand that. And we don't know that that's going on here, but just because somebody says this with the kind of lack of discernment that these folks have shown, I have trouble with that. You know, in the whole psalm reading thing, the psalm reading cards are part of the Christ Alignment card system. And they, that one time, they said, in fact, until December 17th on their website, and you can find out, you can look at pages that have been deleted and changed. And it says here that psalm readings are similar to tarot in the cards are counted, and by your birth date, by the day and year, only three cards are used. That's exactly what happens in tarot card reading, folks. And in tarot card readings, your past, your present, and your future are talked about. Well, they claim, even though they say nothing in the future, no predictive things are being said to people, I looked at their website yesterday. It said psalm readings are similar to other card readings, only that three cards are used, and they represent your past, present, and future.
Yeah, and they're incorporating numerology here.
Yep.
And that's actually, they're playing off of what is out there on the internet right now. One of the hottest things in the occult right now are cards, card reading, and really just reading an average deck of cards, a playing deck of cards, you know, kings, queens, aces. That is really popular out there right now, and they are using numerology and astrology to interpret those. So Christ Alignment is playing off of an occult tool. And this is what Satan actually does. Now, I'm not saying that they are deliberately trying to enter the realm of the occult. I am saying they are being lured in because Satan is always changing how his tools look. He has to do that. Once the lid is off and everyone knows that tarot cards are a way into the realm of evil and the occult, then you've got to come up with something else. And that's what is happening here. You know, they say that these cards can change people's lives, but they don't sell those cards to them. So what are these people supposed to do when they leave? Go back to their tarot cards?
Or it makes them beholden to come back to them, one of the two. I did a search this morning, just put in destiny cards to see how many hits I would get and what would come up. And thousands of hits came up. And when I looked at the pictures, your cards of destiny, what your birthday reveals about your past, present, and future, that was one of, that's the first thing that came up. Destiny cards, your birth card, what it reveals about you. The Chronicles of Destiny, fortune card. But then you get down here, cards of destiny, a birthday book, and daily Divination Guide, Destiny Tarot Book and Card Pack. And that was under the words Destiny Cards, not Tarot Cards.
Jill, you reminded me of a Time Magazine issue 30 years ago, because you sent some bullet points that reminded me of it. 30 years ago, Time Magazine called the New Age a combination of spirituality and superstition, fad and farce, about which the only thing certain is that it is not new. That's Time, December 7th, 1987, page 62. Paganism, New Age practices are penetrating our educational system, our hospitals, as well as state legislatures and even the federal government. This threatens not only the foundation of the Judeo-Christian religion, but challenges fundamental belief in the existence of objective truth. You sent me that online.
Right, and that's because in the occult, there is no objective truth. It's what's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me. So what you in essence do is erase absolute truth. And that's the danger here. And, you know, we're seeing it even like in a news conference. There was just a news conference where the president's physician was interviewed. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how mindfulness, quote unquote, mindfulness is a good practice. Well, that's a New Age tech term, you know, that you go to meditate and participate in mindfulness seminars.
Yeah. Last year, that was on the front of Time magazine. Huge picture.
So it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, incredible inroads are being made. And again, this you're referring to Time magazine back in 1987. I think Shirley MacLaine might have been on the front front cover of that magazine, right. A young Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah, so there's nothing new under the sun here, and yeah. That's actually, you know, the heart of it is Satan rebrands and yeah. rebrands and rebrands, and then the church has to try to answer that. Well, what is wrong with the simplicity of the gospel? Mm. What is wrong with just telling people the truth, as we talked about in John 3:16? I'll tell you, that will not be acceptable in any of those festivals. If they had a table there, they would not allow us to have a table there. Why? Because we will tell them the mm-hmm. truth. Mm-hmm. So this is what I mean. Something's off kilter here. Something's not fitting right, because Christ alignment is being welcomed.
This Time Magazine article, this is 30 years ago, folks, says, but you can see the rise of the New Age is a barometer of the disintegration of the American culture. It goes on to say, there's no way to make any distinction between good and evil. Once you've deified yourself, which is what the New Age is all about, there is no higher moral absolute. It's a recipe for ethical anarchy. It's both messianic and millennial. That's Time Magazine back on December 7th, 1987. We're going to wrap this up in just a couple of minutes. I want to talk a little bit more about this very same topic. I want to talk a little bit about the pagan invasion, and then we'll wrap our conversation up. Don't go away.
There's no question we're living in turbulent times. So much so, it's hard to keep up with it all. Every weekend, we here at Understanding the Times Radio bring you topics and issues to help bring clarity and discernment to our turbulent times. If you've been helped by these weekly programs, would you help us continue this ministry? Will you help us keep on reaching America from coast to coast? Large or small, we welcome your tax-deductible gifts. Write to us at Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Give securely online at olivetreeviews.org or give by phone at 763-559-4444. Jan, Eric, and Jill will wrap up their conversation right after this.
Years ago, Understanding the Times Radio began on one radio station in the Minneapolis area. We now air on almost 830 stations and around the world electronically. You made that possible. People really do want the inconvenient truth. Radio costs are substantial, so think about a tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries to keep this message alive. You can give conveniently online at olivetreeviews.org or by calling us at 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444, or just drop a check to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. This is Radio for the Remnant, but let's help the remnant grow by giving them the truth each week on Understanding the Times Radio.
Though most today do not fully realize it, the roots of the New Age stem from Eastern religions and, of course, the occult. The New Age movement does not come in the form of traditional doctrine, as, say, Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. There's no unified beliefs or practices. They typically do not label their churches as New Age. You will not find an official leader such as the Pope for Catholics. They do not have an actual structure of an organization. What they do have is a massive network of groups that all work towards one desired goal. This goal actually fulfilling prophecy that the Lord gave us through Daniel and the Apostle John in Revelations. Their main goal is to bring about reign and worship of a one world leader who will control a world government. He will bring enlightenment to the masses. He will bring peace to the earth and show people how to live in peace through him. They refer to him as the Christ or Maitreya.
Some practices that some would call demonic that are invading some of today's American churches has been the subject of Understanding the Times discussion this hour. There's still more to come. With a finale, once again, Jan Markell.
And welcome back. Remember, this program is posted to my website every Saturday, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or you might want to get the One Place app. and it will be downloaded for you every Saturday because we also podcast at oneplace.com. Follow us on our Facebook page, Jan Markell's Olive Tree Ministries. The manager of that is in studio with me. That's Jill Martin Rishi. She's the daughter of Dr. Walter Martin. Follow us on Twitter, Olive Tree Men. You can become a CD subscriber. Give our office a call before you decide to do that, please, because we got to process that a certain way. And you get a CD of any program just by giving us a call. I have in studio with me a whole radio team because we're having a round robin discussion on the resurgence, not only of the occult, but its perhaps more mild side, sort of its more attractive side, the New Age movement. And I want to continue and wrap that up. And I was sent to Jill and Eric, I have Eric Berger in studio as well. I was sent an email recently. I'm just going to read a portion of it. And it kind of ties into our discussion. And it says, by way of background, I've attended the Understanding the Times event the last couple of years. It says, more recently, I listened to your Dancing with Demons podcast. That's a couple months ago now. And this person says, the following day, my daughter and I stopped in to check out a new store in Eden Prairie, Minnesota called Patina, and gives the address here. They have store locations throughout the Twin Cities, and they have a unique collection of products. The store is brightly lit with lots of festive holiday, though secular items. Products are targeted to both adults and kids. They skip down here. As we strolled through the store, I noticed a Ouija board mixed in with other games, and this bothered me. I later found a cute stuffed animal that I thought my daughter would enjoy. I was going to purchase it. I had an unsettled feeling about buying it, and I put it back. As I was beginning to get a troubled feeling that something was up with this store, I came across the entire section on the other side dedicated to occultism, witchcraft, New Age, in fact, a number of things which were listed in your podcast about Dancing with Demons. Again, this is at least that podcast at least 2 months ago. And then this person says some of the items include, in this store that they were featuring, crystal balls, statues of demonic figures, Christmas tree ornaments with occult symbols on them, tarot cards, various gems, crystals, energy clearing kits, pincushion dolls, male and female versions. They have brand names on it that I don't want to type here. And the books, and then list of some terrible sounding books here. A little bit of dreams and introduction to dream interpretation. Anyway, I'm concerned that there is a growing spiritual battle brewing in our community and that it is increasingly emerging from the shadows and into the mainstream. Unfortunately, this store seems to be drawing lots of people, including parents and their kids, which could put them at great risk. Jill, your thoughts on this?
Well, witchcraft has gone about as mainstream as it can possibly go. Think about it. It's been in the movies. It's been all over the news. The witches have been there cursing our president across the face of the planet. So witchcraft has reached its zenith historically. Think about it. When has there ever been this type of globalization of witchcraft and everything that it entails?
I used to think that when I would say the occult has been made normal, I used to think that was a kind of an earth-shaking kind of statement. It's not anymore. It's simply not, because look what we have. I mean, it has become normal, so normal nobody even thinks a thing about it.
Jill, you say that on our Facebook, and you're on it every day, and I'm certainly over there about once a day to add to some conversation, but you manage our Facebook page, and you tell me that if when we discuss a subject like today, there is spirited discussion, am I right?
Yes. There is, because
explain.
It's the church militant. I think we have people there who are standing up and saying, I recognize this for what it is, and I need to protect my family against it. And that's what they're searching for. The fighters are there searching for what is the way, the best way to handle this. How do I answer them? My son has become involved in this paganism. My daughter is practicing Wicca and giving me reasons why it's okay. These things are out there. And they are growing. And like I just said, this is the zenith of information communication when it comes to witchcraft. It is as big as it has ever been in the history of mankind. It is all over the planet at the same time on different news networks. Mm-hmm. So we are facing a huge resurgence of evil here and power, and people want answers.
2 Timothy 3, it says there'll be an increase of evil in the last days. Surely we're seeing signs of this all around. Eric, you want to add to anything Jill has just said?
No, she's exactly right, and I appreciate her passion, and we need to be passionate about this. We see a world around us that's capturing our Christian kids, and if anybody thinks that this is not actually affecting Christians and Christian families, then they should just be reading my mail, your mail, and Jill's mail, because we know different.
Okay, in a similar vein, there has been a reappearance of God's small g, sort of in an amazing way. Back to 2015, we had the image of the Hindu god of destruction, Kali, appear on the Empire State Building. Jill, I'm just building on what you just said. Then the arch of the temple of the god small g, Baal or Baal, was an image of that in New York City and other places, London, I believe. Recently, a massive idol of the god Shiva was displayed on the Washington Mall, along with that of a seven-headed dragon. And now the idol of Athena just appeared at the United Nations. This seems to be the reappearance of some incredible paganism that's going on. Would one of you two help me understand this?
Well, this is the honoring of false gods. This is exactly what Satan would want. Anything that causes us to place our eyes someplace besides the right place is what he wants us to do. He would want the world around us to honor false gods instead of the King of Kings. The crosses are being taken down, and folks, these are not small displays. People didn't pull up in a little car, in a small car, right, and then take the display out and put it up on the side of the sidewalk and then take it home later in the day. These are, and the pictures are online.
Yep.
These
the
are
pictures
huge
are online.
Displays. The one that gets me, of course, is when they are looking to the Hindu gods. I'm going, okay, which one are they going to pick out? Because there's 3,300,000 of them. But then you see the goddess Athena, the goddess of war, and that's being paraded around by people from the UN. It is a stunning day we live in to see what's being honored. To quote scripture we use often, they've called evil good and good evil. They've become wise in their own eyes. They could care less if there's a God that created everything who's looking at this saying, that is an idol. That's idolatry. This is evil. But it is getting people's eyes off Christ, and that is all Satan wants.
And as somebody commented, they are not innocent because the gods of paganism are actually demons, according to the Bible. It is not something to be played with. Jill, your thoughts?
I researched these pagan gods.
Yes,
because
you did.
A lot of times I did a master's thesis on this. And the reason I did it is because I was constantly running into arguments on the internet from people who are not Christians, obviously, saying that Jesus was just a counterfeit, a copy of the true gods. And so I went back and I researched the original ancient documents to find out what these gods were like. And Jan, in every instance, these gods are evil. They do not do good for their people. They do not love their people. They do not bless their people. All of them are rooted in darkness and evil and drenched with blood. That is what we are seeing out there. It is a very dark time because Jesus is coming back.
Yes, yes.
It is a very dark time. The world is accelerating toward the end. Evil is over the top. Why? Because he's coming. And we should rejoice in that.
Amen.
We know what's happening. We have to fight still. We have to occupy till he returns. But we should not let this depress us or discourage us. This is the time to put on our armor, to educate ourselves, to defend our faith and defend our families.
Eric, can you put a PS to that, please?
Well, we talked about the arches that were reproduced and brought here and displayed in London and so on.
Yeah.
That was the god Baal.
Yeah.
Could there be a more evil god in the Bible?
No,
you know?
No. Drenched in blood, really.
Yeah, that is ascribed to us to stay away from. And now, of course, the goddess of war, Athena, is being glorified in this.
Mm-hmm.
Same company, by the way, doing both.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's a digital company. Eric, I want you to build on what Jill was saying moments ago, because we need to go out of this program on a very positive note. First of all, we didn't sit down today to, for instance, specifically target a particular church and say that, you know, those people are leading millions astray. They certainly may be leading some astray, but they may also have good intentions in the process. But we are living in times that are so deceptive. Deception is absolutely running amok, and it's targeting our churches, and it's targeting our good churches, and it's targeting churches with young people in them.
Yeah, definitely. People who have maybe not as much, if any, biblical background to be able to know how to test or know where in the scripture it says to test. And if they're not hearing that from the pulpit, and certainly not in Sunday school, because Sunday school doesn't exist in many of those types of churches, then they're not going to hear it unless they hear it from us. And we oftentimes are just speaking to what we're seeing as a trend that may increase. We hope it doesn't in this case, but it may. I just appeal to those who may have been angered by what we said. And this wasn't, as Jan just said, we weren't trying to aim an attack. And we weren't trying to say people were not believers. That isn't it. But where this leads is trouble. So please, this is not about we're right and you're wrong, or if you're a follower of some of this stuff, or if you've read their books, or if you see some good things in some of the books of those from various churches, Bethel and others we've talked about. I have friends who've been fans of some of those that we've spoken about in this broadcast, and they may not speak to me after this. And I have been very guarded about the way that I've talked about this in order to try to minister behind the scenes and talk to some about this. And they may not talk to me again. This may be it. But I've appealed to them. I've talked to them to abandon some of the leaders and practices, and especially in the New Apostolic Reformation. But above everything, it's not me. I hope you'll look at Scripture. And I hope that you'll use the Scripture as a guide to say this is right and this is wrong, especially in the day when it seems to me the world can't make up its mind or doesn't want to make up its mind about what right and wrong are. This is the hour for Christians to stand up and say this is truth and this over here is not, and here's why, and give them good reason for it. So that's what we've tried to do here, and I really hope that they've heard that in our hearts and spirits as we've spoken.
Pray for us, folks. There's a price for telling the truth. I want to thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Across America and across the World Wide Web, we continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every weekend, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it cost us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this weekly media outreach, would you consider standing with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour designed to help you understand the times.